Listening Library presents The Boy Who Dared by Susan Campbell Bartoletti. Read for you by David Aykroyd. Death Row, Plautsensee Prison, Berlin, Germany. October 27th, 1942. Day 264. It's morning. Soft gray light slips over the tall red brick wall. It stretches across the exercise yard and reaches through the high, barred windows. In a cell on the ground floor, the light shifts dark shapes into a small stool, a scrawny table, and a bed made of wooden boards with no mattress or blanket. On that bed, a thin, huddled figure, Helmut, a boy of 17, lies awake, shivering. Trembling. It's a Tuesday. The executioner works on Tuesdays. Memories drift through Helmut's mind like clouds, clouds that obscure his intense fear of what is to come. Slowly they shift into shapes. Helmut, holding Mutti's hand. It's 1928, and Helmut and his mother stroll up Luisensweg, the Hammerbrook Street in Hamburg, where they live in a small flat next door to Helmut's grandparents. Helmut is 3. He is wearing short black pants and brown ankle boots that lace up. His older half-brother, Hans, is 8. Hans is wearing short pants and ankle boots too. So is Gerhard, who is 7. They are walking ahead of Mutti. Helmut worries that his brothers will get lost, or worse, that they will have fun without him.